This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to hour number three. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Oh, oh, yeah, I'm really enjoying myself, and it is always good to be back here. You know, in the summer, I don't get here as much because obviously school board seats are or meetings are less and fewer. But it's when I come here, I feel like I'm all just pent up with so many different things. But as we now know, the news we're talking about tonight is going to be old news tomorrow, and tomorrow's night news is going to be old by Friday. So let's talk about what is happening right now in this moment. Kamala Harris is addressing the nation, the future president of the United States, according to the Democrats, because Joe Biden is very unlikely to finish out his first term. But, you know, I'm getting a little bit of a sense, and we've got the big screen on behind me here. You can't see it with the subtitles. I'm getting a sense that this is a really low energy performance. I mean, it's got to be tough. If you're a politician, you're in essence, your lifeblood of energy is the audience. So she's talking to an empty hall, right? There's a few reporters sitting there scratching notes. And so it's got to be really, really tough from the standpoint of creating that energy. But I'm looking at some live blogging right now over at PJ Media. One person, Tyler O'Neill, says, "Structural racism, drink!" Stacey Lennox, who's been on this show with me, as well as Whiskey Politics, "I would like Kamala Harris to explain to me exactly which rights all American citizens are not granted, and where in the United States today people are not free." Bingo, Stacey Lennox. This whole mantra by the left of institutional and systemic racism is one of the biggest red herrings, and it is brought out, dusted off every 2 and 4 years by Democrats when they go into the inner cities. But guess who are the racists? It is the people who are, in essence, creating the policies of keeping children in fatherless homes in lousy school districts, that the teachers' unions will prevent from being from having competition. They don't want to compete with charter schools. So you have a vicious generational cycle of children continuing to depend upon the government. Who's the racist? Who's the racist? Jeff Reynolds has been on Whiskey Politics as well. "I don't even see a vice president here, never mind a president." Victoria Taft, great on social media. She's Obama. Same scold, same lecture, same hubris. Brian Preston, "Kamala Harris does know a little bit about freedom. Word is, she denied freedom to about 1,500 inmates past their sentences to keep them working as indentured servants for the state of California." So there's that. Oh, my goodness. Stacey Lennox, once again, if I have to hear about Joe riding the Amtrak one more time, I will scream. If I am supposed to believe that she and Bo Biden got this personnel as peer attorney generals, I hope she has a bridge to sell me. My goodness. Listen, folks, this is, and I've said it now a couple of times tonight, she is the most inauthentic politician that the Democrats have ever hoisted upon the American people. And the fact that they believe that she has what it takes to be vice president, I'm going to say this until I'm blue in the face, she is wearing out her welcome almost immediately. Oh, my goodness, she's waving at nobody. Oh, no, she's waving to Zoom. You know what this reminds me of? It's like Soylent Green. Our people! These are all robots. Everybody's clapping in their little Zooms. Oh, my gosh. I've got to tell you this, folks. This is really scary. This is terrifying. This is such a pantomime. It is so theatrical. And guess what? Kamala Harris got 0.001% of the vote. She had to drop out, and the New York Times and the Washington Post both said that she ran one of the most divisive and horrible campaigns they can remember. She was $1 million in debt. So Joe Biden choosing her? It gives me a sense that they do not want to win, because outside of the cities and the states that she has already won, nobody likes her. She is a despicable, vile person. She's inauthentic. She makes a decision based upon which way the wind is blowing, and who the heck wants that as the leader of your country? And yes, she is running for president. Joe Biden is old. He's expired. His shelf life is gone 10 years ago. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a moment for us to think to ourselves, you may not like this president personally. Take a look at his policies and his history before the world blew up. And then take a look at what the Democrats, ahoy Chuck Schumer. Oh, what happened to social distancing, Chuck? Oh, is that her husband? Oh, my goodness. I don't have my glasses on. She's got a younger Chuck Schumer as a husband, a white guy. I wonder how Willie Brown feels about that. We'll be right back here. We've got a fantastic guest coming up here after the break. We have Gregory Ganrud, who is the treasurer of the California Republican Party on the state of California GOP. Can California be saved? We'll be right back to talk about this after the break. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Next to Caddyshack, I think that was Rodney Dangerfield's best movie. I think it was Easy Money, right? Ah, Dave Sussman here in the chair, Real Side Radio. You can find us at therealside.com, and if you hit /watch, you can watch us live. And we're in the third and final hour on a Wednesday night. We just had Kamala Harris finish up her acceptance speech. And as Eric Erickson of The Resurgent said, and by the way, check out Whiskey Politics on Friday. He will be my guest. We're going to go through everything that we've learned this week. He said, Eric Erickson said, this isn't a good speech. This is why she couldn't make it to Iowa. And I'm seeing that across the board. Low energy. Well, let's talk about increasing our energy here, because in the state of California, conservatives and those people that are trying to save it certainly need that energy. And there's no better person to talk about that than Gregory Gandrud, who is the treasurer of the California Republican Party. And welcome from California GOP. Greg, how are you, my friend?
be on your show with you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you. We met at an event last week supporting Eric Early for his birthday. We had a fascinating discussion about the economy and all sorts of different things. But for our audience, tell us a little bit about, as the treasurer for California GOP, what you do.
What do I do for the California Republican Party? Well, I'm responsible for all of our money, making sure that things are run on budget, that our money is well spent towards winning elections here in California. In the real world, in my day job, I'm an accountant. I've had my own accounting practice for 25 years. I've served on city council in the city of Carpinteria. I'm active with the local Republican Party in Santa Barbara County.
And we greatly appreciate the service that you have. And what many people are now starting to think is it unwinnable? You know, when I moved to California in 1977, I was a kid, and, you know, we emigrated from England, where I grew up, and we moved to the best business climate, the best education, you know, the idea of freedom was California. People came from all over America and the world. And Jerry Brown Jr. just became governor. He implemented something called busing. And it seems 40 years later, this place is the exact opposite of that state I came to 43 years ago. What the heck happened, Greg?
That's exactly right. I mean, I was born in Los Angeles in 1961. I lived in California my entire life. And all the years growing up, we had the best of everything. We were the envy of the world, the best schools, the best roads, the best water systems, the best hospitals. Anybody and everybody wanted to come to California. And, you know, now after decades, basically, of single-party rule with the Democrats in charge, they've managed to just screw everything up. You know, I mean, here we are again with rolling blackouts. We're in the middle of this huge heat wave with the coronavirus crisis, and people are having their power shut off. You know, it's just incredible.
So we've got a situation now where essentially San Francisco and Silicon Valley and Los Angeles, those are the power centers, and those are where the population base is. But outside of those areas, relatively speaking, especially in the Central Valley, California is a fairly red state. I posted something on my personal Facebook page last week asking those in California, we all know people that are leaving, and we know the reasons why. I want to know why people are staying at this point. And there's a, you know, I would say it's 50-50. Some people are saying, I'm out as soon as I'm retiring, or I'm out as soon as this, or I'm out as soon as that. And then there are those brave souls that are saying, I will not go down with the ship. I will fight until I die. Are those voices, those that want to remain to fight, are they diminishing?
Well, I mean, certainly there have been some demographic changes over the years in California, you know, but I'm one of those people that is not giving up. I'm going to fight with everything that I've got to keep the principles that America was founded upon active here in California. You know, it's our free enterprise system that has made us the greatest country in the world. And I think if we embrace those same principles here in California, I think we can solve the problems that we have. I think we can do more for human progress here in California if we embrace the free market system, if we limit government, keep taxes low, make sure we've got good roads, good water systems, good schools, you know, more freedom, less government.
How do we get that back?
Well, I think it really is up to the people in the middle. The decline to state or, you know, no party preference voter is actually the most numerous voter in California at this point. And those swing voters are the ones that actually can decide this election. They're the ones that are going to make it or break it.
We've seen that the numbers of Republican registrars have gone down, registrations have gone down dramatically, while decline to states have gone up. A lot of people, there's no independent party in California. Technically, when you think of it, I guess there is an independent party, but not the way people think of. And so to be independent, you have to be in California decline to state. How many of those people are just kind of, you know, they think that the Republican Party has become more or less marginalized, whether it's true or not, and they still vote conservative politics, though?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the decline to states do lean to the left and some lean to the right. So our job as leaders of the Republican Party is to bring people over to the center right and to win elections. So we're working as hard as we can all over the state trying to educate people about what's going on. I mean, really, we're not just having an election in this country. There's a revolution going on all over this country and all over this state. You know, you have people on the left that are essentially Marxists, and they're trying to have a revolution. They've infiltrated our schools. They want to defund the police. They want to destroy every institution of American society because they want to rebuild it as a Marxist state. You know, and that's what we're up against. That's what the message is that I'm trying to get out to people is that this is a fight for the soul of our country, their survival.
How did we get to this point? I mean, we all were concerned about Obama in 2008, and you know, he came in and he was pulled to the right because he essentially lost Congress. All right, much in the same way Bill Clinton was pulled to the right or the center because Newt Gingrich and the Contract with America occurred. But what we're seeing right now is that if Nancy Pelosi and this group of squad leftists keep control of the House, we lose the Senate to Chuck Schumer, and we all of a sudden find that Kamala Harris is president. We know that's exactly what they intend here. I mean, in less than a minute here before the commercial break, how scary is that, as you know, from a conservative or even an independent point of view?
Yeah, I mean, this is totally terrifying. We absolutely have to reelect President Trump. If Biden is elected somehow, he won't be president for long. Kamala Harris and all of the far left people that are part of her team will be in charge of the federal government. And you're right. I mean, if somehow the Democrats capture the Senate and Congress, we're sunk. So that's what we're fighting against.
Yeah.
We've got to maintain and increase our hold.
Yeah. We've got Greg Gandrud, who is the treasurer of the California Republican Party, California GOP. We're going to come back with Greg right after the break, the news and the weather. And we're going to continue talking about how California could be saved. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're now three-quarters of the way through the Democratic National Convention. The theme is a more perfect union. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's pick for vice president is Kamala Harris. She opened the night's virtual festivities. Before officially accepting the nomination for vice president, Senator Harris spoke about the importance of voting.
I know many of you plan to vote this year, but amidst the excitement and enthusiasm for this election, you've also heard about obstacles and misinformation and folks making it harder for you to cast your ballot. I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to vote? Why is there so much effort to silence our voices? And the answer is because when we vote, things change.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Yes, the best bumper music. Greg is right, and all of radio. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio, and we have on the line with us by Zoom, which is exactly how the DNC just operated, and you saw Kamala Harris waving at a huge screen of people just wildly cheering. It was the most horrifying visual I think we've ever seen. We're cracking up here in the studio. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio with Greg Gandrud, who is the treasurer of the California Republican Party, and we're talking about the state of the GOP in California and whether or not California could be saved. You know, I know you're not watching, Greg, you're not watching the DNC tonight, and you're a better man for it, healthier, I am sure, but you've heard us talking about it tonight. Talk about the decision that America has in 73 days.
Yeah, I mean, this is about the heart and soul of our country. The left is really looking for a Marxist revolution, Marxist takeover of every institution of our country. That's why they're trying to tear down the police. They're trying to indoctrinate our children. They've got chaos in the streets. And the only thing standing between total annihilation is Donald Trump. You know, we've got to reelect President Donald Trump. And if people want to help us, we really would like them to get involved. They can visit our website, cagop.org, or they can call us at 916-448-9496. We'd love to have people involved with the California Republican Party so that we can make sure that we have an America that we can continue to be proud of, that we can continue to make America great. Keep it great.
I feel like Donald Trump, you're absolutely correct. I feel like Donald Trump is the only thing that is stopping. He's like that little boy, you know, blue that has his finger in the dike. Remember the old stories?
Exactly.
You know, the Dutch dikes and the dams, and they were going to, the water was going to come through. And he's the one that's preventing that socialist flood from just taking over the entire country. And so let's bring it back to California and California GOP, Greg, because, you know, a lot of people outside, we're on 73 stations across the country, so a lot of people outside of California, and even many people in California, thinking to themselves, those Californians are just nuts and they're crazy and it's a lost cause. But why isn't California a lost cause? And besides volunteering and canvassing and this and that, there are some things that can be done. Can Californians learn how to legally vote harvest like the Democrats do? Can Republicans do the same? Talk about that and some of the other tools that should be implemented.
Yeah, I mean, California is a great state. It's still a beautiful state. We've got gorgeous weather. We've got a fantastic coastline. You know, we're adjacent to a lot of the world's best economies. So, you know, the best days of California can be ahead of us instead of behind us. Now, what one of the things the California Republican Party is doing is we're working with data, really advanced technology. And, you know, even though we can't knock on doors, we're actually using data and contacting voters in a very intelligent way through the phones and through social media. And we'd really like to have more people as part of our army to get involved in contacting voters and trying to get our message out. I mean, our message is the message that we love America, that America is and must continue to be a free country, that the free enterprise system is the system that leads to the maximum amount of wealth and human progress, that all boats rise when the tide rises in America. And we want everyone to join us. We welcome people from all walks of life to the Republican Party. We believe that everybody should be treated equally. Everybody should have equal opportunity. And we stand for the principles on which America was founded. And these are the principles that will continue to make America great.
I think that's the difference right there. It isn't so much that it is equal results. It's equal opportunity. That everybody gets the same opportunity. And, you know, before you came on, I was talking about, you know, Stacey Lennox, who's been on our show a few times. She was blogging, basically saying that name one area in America where there is inequality, where people don't have the same rights as another person. And I'm paraphrasing. And if you listen to what the left have been saying for the past 4 years, and especially the past 3, 4, 5 months, it's really 5 months now, that we're living in some dystopian, you know, society where we're living in a caste system. And yes, there is a socioeconomic difference between people. I'd love to have millions and billions. You know, I have to work for a living. I'm not a trust fund kid. And I understand that. And I've been working since the age of 14. I'm not sitting around grousing. I'm trying to make it. And I know most people do because they have to. But where is this level of entitlement that has been, in essence, stuffed down our throats frogwash style by the left, whereby we should all just be sitting around waiting for some universal living wage? And how dangerous is that for our culture and our next generations to believe?
Now, the left is trying to tear down every institution that we have in America. They're trying to use race as a way to tear a hole through the middle of our American society. You know, America is the freest, most equal society that has ever existed in the history of the world, in the history of civilization. No one has ever been as free or as equal as we are here in America. That's why people all over the world want to come to America, because they know that here is where they have the maximum chance to succeed and make the most of themselves. You know, the left is racist. The left says that if you're a particular color, if you're a particular race, that you get to talk first, that the white men should sit down and be quiet, and that if you're, you know, let's say, for example, a black transgender woman with one leg, you get to go to the front of the room and talk first.
That's the quad factor right there.
Yeah, it's called intersectionality, right? I mean, yeah. To me, that's racist. To me, I personally don't care what color somebody's skin is. Never have. What I care about is your character. Like Martin Luther King said, that we're going to judge you by the content of your character. We don't care what race you are or what sex you are or what country you're from or you know anything about your background. We care about who you are. We want to look you in the eye.
Right, but Greg, you're a white cisgender male, and you don't acknowledge your privilege. And the problem is as a white cisgender privileged male, you have no business even talking. You need to be shunned and shut up and canceled, and we're going to come after you and your income. This is now the debate. There is no debate.
They're shutting you down. So my question for you is, as somebody that is really high up in the California GOP, as treasurer of the GOP, what are some of the tools that we could use to inform, educate, and allow people to make up their own mind so that they're not indoctrinated by this Orwellian Goebbels-like approach that the left have taken, and I would say taken effectively, because it's all you hear in the mainstream media now. There's no two sides anymore.
Well, I think, you know, people need to get active. This is not a time to be complacent. You know, people need to pay attention to what's going on with their children's education. They need to listen good and hard to what the left is talking about defunding the police, about limiting the length of our showers, about trying to force us out of our cars, about creating situations where we have these horrible forest fires that go wild every summer and, you know, burn down people's houses. These are all the ideas of the left that have been put in place in California for decades, and now we're seeing the results, you know. So if people want to have a better life, they really need to join the Republican Party and get active. Donate money, donate time.
What does donating time look like? Tell folks, first of all, again, well, where they could find you and register and help and volunteer in our last minute.
So if you've got a computer, go to cagop.org, cagop.org. If you've just got a phone, call 916-448-9496 during business hours and say, I want to volunteer. We need volunteers right now all over the state, all over the country, and we have different ways that people can help. A lot of it right now is being done by phone. It's being done, you know, neighbor to neighbor. It's being done through social media, being done through text messages. So there are a lot of ways for people to get involved. All they need to do is just reach out to us, and we're very, very happy to have the help.
And people, if you've never volunteered before, you've never, you know, been active, people will train you. They'll tell you what to say and what to do and how to do it. I've done it. I've been part of multiple campaigns over the years. It's really easy. And guess what? You're going to make some friends along the way as well and get involved. And who knows? Maybe you'll run for office with all the introductions that you get as well. Greg, tell everybody where they could find you and, you know, how they can learn more, please.
Well, on Twitter, you can find me. Gandrud, G-A-N like Nancy, D like David, R-U-D like David, or my website is gandrud.org, G-A-N like Nancy, D like David, R-U-D.org, gandrud.org. Thank you, David.
Greg Gandrud, greatly appreciate you taking the time. Treasurer of the California Republican Party, and I'm just praying that everything you said tonight was right, that there will be brighter days ahead for California conservatives. We've got to save this state. Thank you so much, Greg. I'll be right back to wrap it all up here in the third and final hour here. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Don't go away.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Last segment here and a third hour here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here, and you can find me, at Whiskey Politics. Find me at YouTube, Whiskey Politics, on Ricochet, on The Independent, on the Range Broadcasting Network, and you can find me on Twitter at David Sussman. Not very active on Twitter, but I do go on daily to check out the news, because those news sources that I trust are usually on Twitter, and that is where you can get your news. You're certainly not going to get it from the big TV. And you're not going to get it from mainstream media like Washington Post, who absolutely were gushing tonight after President Obama, former President Obama, and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris came out tonight. Here is the Washington Post's thread on Twitter.
VP nominee Kamala Harris made history while Obama slammed Trump in an unprecedented way. I mean, the thought that there are actually people at the Washington Post that are even moderate anymore is just fool's gold. There's no true journalists left. And it's incredible to me because for three nights, the Democrats have basically followed course of what they've been doing for the past 4 years, where they've been talking about how much they hate the president, President Trump. This is nothing new. They impeached him over bupkis. Nothing. Zilch. Goose egg. Nada. And they wanted to remove him for the 25th Amendment, the Emoluments Clause, Mueller, all of it. They didn't even want him to be inaugurated. Remember, January the 21st, 2017, they were actually trying to prevent them from actually reading Judge Roberts from the Constitution and with the hand of the Bible to try and shout him down. These people, as we were just talking about with Greg, these people, when they disagree with you, they want you to just shut up. They want you to just, as Maisie Hirono said, remember during the Kavanaugh hearings, she said to men, you have no voice here. I'm just saying to all men right now, shut up. Well, this is what the Democrats are now saying to anybody that isn't lockstep with them. But I'm telling you right now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it best. Democrats have spent all week talking about how much they hate President Donald Trump. The president should spend next week talking about how much he loves and is fighting for the American people. Let's draw the distinctions right now. President Barack Obama came out tonight and he absolutely embarrassed himself. He lied to the American people. He made it sound as if President Trump has been doing nothing for 4 years other than tweeting and lying and just dividing people. Now, I understand President Barack Obama saying that because President Barack Obama probably sits in his $11 million mansion and watches nothing but MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post. And if those were your only outlets, even a president of the United States can be misinformed or uninformed or just plain conditioned. And that's exactly what the Democrats have been doing for the past three nights. They are absolutely 100% trying to pretend that the past 4 years where they've showed their true hand, their how leftist they are, how anti-Semitic they are, how against free markets they are, how totalitarian they are, how racist they are. They want us to pretend that none of that happened. That none of the things that they said are on video. They want to pretend that Linda Sarsour was not a speaker in the Democrat convention where she oversaw one of the workshops. The DNC this week, folks. Linda Sarsour, anti-Semite, anti-Israel. The Democrat Party has a serious problem with itself. It has to hide what it says and what it thinks from the mainstream American public. Sure, they got their crazy leftists. Most of them are on Twitter screaming at you and I. But Twitter isn't real life, folks. Twitter is nothing as far as the population of true voters that are out there. Most people don't use Twitter. Even most people that have an account on Twitter don't use it. So you've got the active blue check marks on Twitter. Their information promulgates up to the mainstream news, and that's what the left throw at each other every single night. But most people don't follow that stuff. But they do understand that Bill Clinton Bill Clinton, the same night that he made a speech to the American public talking about having some respect for the Oval Office, it will be nice to have a president once again who has respect returning to the Oval Office. Are you kidding me? This was Bill Clinton saying this, ladies and gentlemen, the same day that newspaper reports showed pictures of Bill Clinton receiving massages from Jeffrey Epstein's sex slaves. Where's Me Too? Where are the feminists? Where are you? They want to pretend that we don't know this, because they hope that while you and I know this, that there are enough people out there in the mushy middle that are working hard every day trying to figure out how to balance homeschooling and work and doing all the things that people are trying to do right now to survive a pandemic. And they're not focused on the Democrats' hypocrisy. So they're coming out tonight with this, or in the last three nights, and they will complete tomorrow night, with an absolute lie. John Kerry saying that it was because of President Obama ISIS was fleeing. Are you kidding me? It was Barack Obama that called ISIS the JV team before they went and lopped off thousands and hundreds of thousands of people's heads and killed people in mass graves. Christians, Muslims, anybody that had a problem with this death cult. And John Kerry actually had the audacity to stand up there last night and suggest that President Barack Obama made the world safer because of the Iran deal, the JCOP deal, it led to a safer world, and President Trump has made the world less safe and he's less respected. Where is Iran right now, folks? When was the last time you heard about terrorist attacks through Hezbollah and Hamas that are proxies for Iran? The reason you are not hearing this right now is because Iran is barassic. They're skint. They're broke because of President Trump. What did Barack Obama do? He enabled them $140 billion in cash, giving them a timeline that enabled them to create a nuclear weapon. It is the most anti-Semitic group on earth, the Iranian mullahs. And where is the media to call out John Kerry, Lurch? Where is the truth? There is no truth anymore in the mainstream media, folks. The mainstream media are not media. They are spokesholes for the Democrats. I said at the beginning of the 3 hours tonight that the only truthful person so far that has presented at the DNC this week is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, occasional Cortex. She is the most honest, transparent politician we have on the left. Why? Because you just need to read or listen to what she says, and you know exactly what she wants. She is not brushing herself with any half strokes. She understands what she wants. She's Eva frigging Perón. And the left love her because of it. The progressives love her because of it. And that is the future of the Democrat Party. There are already people that are planning for her to run in 2024 should Harris lose. Because that is where the power on the left now resides. Folks, you know, Larry Elder says we got a country to save. There's nothing more true than that right now. We are, and I hate this, and I bring this up all the time. You know, I hate that Sean Hannity, every time there's a presidential election, he says, this is the most important presidential election in American history. I remember him saying that in the 90s. No, this. We're at a fork in the road, folks. Which way are we going? Dave Sussman signing off. Find me at Whiskey Politics. Please find all of our channels, YouTube. You can find us on podcast. Find Apple Podcasts. Give us a like and all of that fun stuff as well. I'll be back again real soon. Thanks for having me here tonight. Thank you, Joe. And follow me at David Sussman on Twitter. Cheers, everybody.